ever notice God's majesty and majesticness? When you live in the north like we do, all you have to do is look up in the fall, and you'll see birds headed south. They don't know why. They only know God instilled it in them to head south for the winter. But it's so beautiful if you look how they fly in formation. How geese will have one leader who breaks the wind, and when that leader becomes tired, he falls all the way to the back, and a new one takes place. And when his strength is gone, he falls to the back, and a new one takes place. We're very similar as humans, except we have one leader. And that one leader never grows tired of leading us. Never grows tired of taking our place. He took our place on the cross and died for us.
Formation. The birds line up according to your great plan. Their feathers you formed and their wings fan. They wing on the wind as they glorify you. They sail and they swoop up across the blue. Oh, how I wish I were there when first they flew, when instincts kicked in and they obeyed you. Oh, Father, your mighty hands from above teach us so much about your great love. You who form the birds, the sky, and the sea are just as interested in caring for me. Father, I praise your great holy name. Today and tomorrow, you are always the same. Your glory encompasses the whole earth. Your mysteries are great. I can't speak their worth. Father, you are mighty, awesome, and true. My heart and my knees humbly bow down to you.
When was the last time you fell on your knees to God? When was the last time that you cried out? When was the last time that you let Him be your leader?